39 DLP, listening. KD9HAY, are you monitoring all those storms over there by Chicago?
Lightly, yes. Any information from me, I'll go ahead and post a open up weather net.
The warning, just that 70 mile an hour wind, possible tornadoes, and rainfall amounts of 2 to 3 inches per hour.
Copy that. Everybody else that's listening, copy what Hayden had.
Looking at the future cast, I'm not sure if that current band that's going through is going to hit us. It looks like it might go north, but it looks like another one might come through between 10 and 11 p.m.
HAY, stand by. I'm at the drive-thru.
All righty, 89 HAY.
For what it's worth, 79 DLP, I'm back listening.
UGB, whoa. Dave? W9DLP? W9DLP, K88UGB, where you at, Dave?
W9DLP is
nothing. Can hear a station, but your audio is very low.
Sorry, Tony. This is Sue, KB9DSK. Dave says he's up now. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you, Barb.
W9DLP on the base. Sure is that.
Dave, I'm scared.
All right, it's going to be okay. That boom, 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 going here shortly.
They're saying it's going to continue like this to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Believe it or not, as ominous as it looks, we have no thunderstorm warnings or watches. There are no warnings in effect right now.
Isn't that crazy? Because we're seeing some tremendous light shows right now in New Buffalo. And the lightning, as it streaks across the sky and then also comes out of the ground, it's very wide. And, you know, you get a lot of strands that stick out, but it's really wide, the lightning bolts.
Yeah, unofficially, this is the weather to work on your antenna.
So I'm seeing a thunderstorm, and I'm thinking of Dave and Barb. What do you think of that?
I'm hoping there's a compliment in there somewhere.
Thunder and lightning. Dave and Barb.
Yeah, Dunder and Blitzen, yeah.
I just, it was amazing how black it got so quickly. We were coming up out of the port, and, it was just nightfall, of course. I mean, it really heavy black clouds, and I'm really surprised that some of these places here in New Buffalo are still functioning. No, they got the ice cream place closed up.
Yeah, Hayden was on earlier, so they're predicting up to 70 mile an hour winds.
All right, Oinks is still open. If I wanted some ice cream, I could get some.
Well, I stopped at Dairy Queen on the way and got me a root beer float and chicken fingers.
You know, that is one of the best places to get root beer floats. Well, in Michigan, the hot dog stand, which would be the former A&W, which is not A&W. Yeah, it's not so good anymore. It's because it's not A&W root beer. But I think they use either Hires or Bargs at DQ. And it definitely, along with their ice cream. I like DQ's ice cream.
Yeah, I got limited choices around here. I'm considering Dairy Queen right across from my work. It's not one of the best root beer floats, but it's respectable.
So, what kind of hours have you been keeping lately?
What kind of what?
Hours.
As little as possible. And back, phasing down. When stuff needs to get done, rather than having a tool belt, I grab the phone and call somebody.
So we're just patrolling the church campus here. Everything looks like it's intact. I need to get my lighthouse fixed. There's a lighthouse on the front lawn, right in front of the church, and the outlet got messed up. And what it was, it's been down for a while because I noticed for a while I had some terrible noise on my radio, on my remote base, and I found out it was the outlet that supplied the voltage to the lighthouse. So I disconnected it, turned it off. So I need to get out there and get a new one in because I do miss the lighthouse. Kind of nice when you pull up and the whole front lawn is lit.
That'd be cool. Nah, I'm just, I got something stuck in my throat. I'll be right back. Yeah, I'm sort of regrouping here a little bit. I went from 220 the last time you see me, down about 200, now I'm down about 170. I got low blood pressure, and they're sending me in for some more tests, so I'm wilting.
You're melting, you're wilting? Well, I get it. You know Rudy, right?
I talked to him once or twice on here.
Yeah, he's in the hospital. He's not doing well. He's not doing well at all. So you gotta do well. You gotta get better.
Just gotta try to put some more meat on my bones. Getting down when I can't watch an hour TV show in the living room without my rear end falling asleep because there's no. I'm like a customer blue chip. I lost my blank.
Well, we got a little bit of a reprieve, which is good because I'll be able to back into the driveway and unload what few groceries we got. Now that I can actually see the cloud ceiling is quite high here right now. But Debbie showed me a map a moment ago, and there's another big front coming across the lake right now. Well, Dave, thanks for peeling yourself off your chair and coming to respond. We'll catch up with you again soon. I'm going to back into the driveway and do what I just said, unload the vehicle. 73, KAQGB, tell Barb I said thank you.
Oh, definitely. I think she's listening, and I think she got horrible. I'm in the radio room. Yeah, always a pleasure. Give me a call anytime. It's just, I think on my way with one. I'm on hypotensive, so they get me on medication to get a good couple hours nap without having the necessity room calling is always good. But so good conversation. Thanks for calling. W9DLP. All you maritime mobiles out there, we do have an inland marine forecast. High winds, rough waters, in effect till 10 p.m. Is that better? Okay, we have an inland marine weather bulletin out for all any maritime mobiles on Lake Michigan. High winds, rough waters, damaging winds until 10 p.m. WB9DLP.
WB9MED, what did you say?
We have an inland marine bulletin active by now until 10 p.m. for any maritime mobile out on the lake.
G983Y.